In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to bring you back to the time of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven was silent. There was no word from a prophet for hundreds of years. No word from heaven for hundreds of years. And now we see John the Baptist. Today the church celebrates the beheading of John the Baptist. So in memorial of him and in honor of him, I'm looking at John 1:19, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And John confessed and denied, did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." I want to tell you that this is a most beautiful scripture, John 1:20. I am not the Messiah. Let me tell you, you can help people, but when you take on the role of being Messiah, when you take on the role of being the Savior, you're going to go under. I am not the Messiah. Yes, I come to help. I come to speak, but I am not the Messiah. I cannot save you. I cannot save myself. We need Jesus to save us. John knew who he was. I am not the Messiah. And I'm going to tell you that many people thought he was the Messiah. There he is in the Jordan River baptizing. There he is speaking the word of God from heaven. As I said, it was hundreds of years that the word of God was silent from heaven. And now John the Baptist speaks the word of God. John the Baptist prophesies. I'm telling you, you know, people thought he was the Messiah, but he knew who he was, and he knew who he wasn't. That's one of the great things, you know, that we know who we are, and we know who we're not. As I said the other day, there is a big problem with priests and Christians. They do not have their identity. They do not know who they are in Christ. And, you know, when you don't know who you are in Christ, you can get pushed around very, very, very rapidly by the devil and by the world. So John admits, "I am not the Messiah." And then they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And John confessed, "I am not Elijah." "Are you a prophet?" "I am not that prophet," he answered. And then they said unto him, "Then who are you? And that we may give answer to the people who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." I am the voice. I am the voice announcing the coming of Messiah. Make straight the way of the Lord, said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked John, and said unto him, "Why do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet, that prophet who is to come?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. He it is who is coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not unworthy to loose." And Luke says, "And he shall baptize with the Holy Spirit." I am not worthy to untie his sandals, but the one coming after me is greater than I. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Let me tell you, that baptism of the Holy Spirit is so important in people's lives. So important if we want to minister to people. So important because it is Pentecost poured out. That baptism of the Holy Spirit is Pentecost poured out. I was talking to Father Martin, and he is part of the Shmernef community, but makes no difference what it's called. The founder gathered with people and read Acts 2 and said, we are not going to move from this room until Pentecost happens. And you know what? After days of prayer, they started speaking in tongues and prophesying. They started to declare the wonderful acts of God. After they prayed, and while they were praying, the Spirit of God came. Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit. John says, I baptize with water, but there is one coming after me who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. We need that Holy Spirit. We need that baptism. It is unfair that people not receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit. If people will not pray for you for it, then you ask the Lord, I need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Show me what that means. I'll tell you what it means. Acts 2. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, when suddenly there was a rushing, mighty wind that filled the whole place, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. I tell you, we are in need of that Holy Spirit. It is Jesus, the Lord, who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. John said, I baptize with water. I am not even worthy to untie his sandals. But he will come after me, and he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. That is so important, so important. These things were done in Bethesda beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God! Behold him who takes away the sins of the world! This is so important. The Lamb of God. What do you think the Jewish people thought when they saw Jesus? Lamb of God is the Passover Lamb. The Lamb that gave freedom to the Israelites. The Lamb whose blood was placed upon the doorposts and the angel of death passed over. The Lamb of God. Now John called Jesus the Lamb of God, that he is prophesying that Jesus will be the sacrificial lamb whose blood will be shed upon the cross, who takes away our sins by the blood that he sheds upon the cross. Behold the Lamb of God. At Mass we say the same thing. Behold the Lamb of God as we hold up Jesus Christ, true God and true man, as Eucharist. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Lord, I am unworthy to receive you, and I am unworthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Yes, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the sacrificial lamb. Behold the one who shall shed his blood for our salvation. Behold him. This is Jesus. This is the one that is preferred. This is the one that I came baptizing for. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is different now. Something internal is going to happen. Who takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Jesus who takes away the sins of the world. How will he take away the sins of the world? By the shedding of his blood. By the shedding of his blood. What no lamb or no goat or no oxen could do, Jesus takes away your sin and my sin because he bleeds for us. Because he sheds his blood for us. Nobody can take away our sin but Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for love of you and who rose from the dead. Hallelujah. It is Jesus, the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb, who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man which is preferred, which is greater than I am, for he was before me. Isn't this interesting? He was before me. Now, we know if we read Luke's gospel that Jesus was conceived in the sixth month of John the Baptist's pregnancy. the pregnancy of Elizabeth with John the Baptist. But he was before me. Why is he before? Because he was eternal. The true Word of God, the true Son of the Father, leaps into the womb of the spotless Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is before me. He is pre-existent. He has lived from the beginning and before the beginning. And he is preferred. He is the Lamb of God. I knew not him, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore a record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. This is when he was baptizing, Jesus. The next day John saw Jesus coming and said to him, Behold, the Lamb of God. You know, he is the one that is preferred. I didn't know him until I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it hovered over him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize, that's the Lord God, with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remain on him, he is the one that will baptize with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and I bear witness, that this is the Son of God. Let me tell you, it is Jesus Christ the Lord who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus Christ the Lord who is the Son of the Eternal Father. It is Jesus Christ the Lord who is preferred over John the Baptist. It is Jesus Christ the Lord who ever existed as the Son of God from all eternity. It is Jesus Christ the Lord who baptizes with the power of the Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, you are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. I pray today for those that are hungry for that baptism of the Spirit, that you would pour out your Spirit upon them. I pray that you would do wonders and work miracles. I pray that Pentecost would be real in people's lives. Jesus, you're the only one that baptizes in the Holy Spirit. You're the only one that can do that. And today I ask you, Lord, these people that are hungry, these people that are thirsting for you, baptize them in the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Release your Spirit in them. You said, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, Lord, let those rivers flow. Let those rivers flow in these people that want you, Lord, that want the baptism of the Spirit, that need the baptism of the Spirit. Let the river of God flow in them and through them. Oh, mighty God, do a mighty work in your people. Do a mighty work in your people. You see, Jesus is the preferred one. John the Baptist came to announce Jesus. Today we celebrate the beheading of John the Baptist. Why was he beheaded? Because he proclaimed that Herodias, who married Herod, that the marriage was annulled. It's not a real marriage. He was in the cellar, in the jail, screaming to repent. It was Herod's birthday, and on Herod's birthday, he said that he'd do anything if Salome danced, he'd give out even half the kingdom. And the mother Herodias said, we want the head of John the Baptizer on a platter. And the foolish Herod did exactly what Herodias wanted, because she wanted him quiet. I'm going to tell you, people wanted John the Baptist quiet, not only Herodias. The Pharisees wanted him quiet. I'm telling you that people that are religious, you know, they want the Pentecostal movement to die because they're into religion. yet it is for this that Jesus came, to baptize us in water, to fill us with the Spirit at baptism, and to release that Spirit in the baptism of the Spirit. It is not a sacrament, but it is a release of the sacramental power that we received at baptism and confirmation. I'm telling you that Holy Spirit is vital. Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit. He is the Lord. He is the Lamb of God. He is the one who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one that John the Baptist announced. John the Baptist was a voice crying in the wilderness. And the only thing he kept on saying is, there's one mightier than I who comes after me. He it is that will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist knew who he was, and John the Baptist knew who he wasn't. Today I'm asking you, do you know who you are? And you said, you know, if you only knew, you know, I had an abortion. I'm telling you, if you've confessed your sins, the Lord has forgiven you, and your child waits for you. Today I was speaking with Eleanor, and it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and there were 24 couples that already went into Planned Parenthood. 24 couples. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, just save one today. Just save one today. Make it 2 today, Lord. Imagine, you see, Planned Parenthood is there. Imagine 24 women at 9 o'clock, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, went into Planned Parenthood with their boyfriends or with their husbands. And what did they go there for? To kill their children. And I'm telling you, to have an abortion, it costs at least $500. Multiply 500 times 24 and see what you get. How many thousands do you get? Over 10,000. Over $10,000. And that was at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning. And it continues until 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me tell you, Planned Parenthood is not there for women. Planned Parenthood is there for money. No one gets a free abortion. No one gets a free abortion. They are the ones that take the money. There, no one gets a free abortion. That is for real. And there are voices outside the Planned Parenthood, voices that are quiet, that offer the women help. Oh, yes, there are voices. And that is a prophetic voice. It can be so discouraging when you see 24 couples going in, and you know what they're going to be doing. They go in, you know, and they're nonchalant. They come out, their faces are long and sad, because what happens is they think this is the easiest way out. This is the easiest way out. And after the abortion, the devil says, you just killed your child. This is real. This is real. They go in thinking it's not going to be difficult. I can do this. And they come out sad. They come out guilty. They come out tormented. The devil says, now I've got you. You've killed your own child. Not even a dog kills their own puppies. But let me tell you, there is forgiveness in the blood of the Lamb. There is forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. You do not have to live in guilt. You do not have to live in shame, because the Lamb of God shed his blood for you and for me. Thank you, Lord. The Lamb of God bled on the cross out of love for you and out of love for me. The one that John proclaimed, that it's mightier than he, and he was before him because he's eternal, has come to set you free from sin and death. You can let that go. That's why I say, go to confession. Go to confession. Saint Catherine of Siena would say, when she went to confession, she was going under the blood. Under the blood. That's where she was going, that the blood of Jesus purges us from all sin. I'm telling you that if you are one of the ones that are feeling guilty, tormented because what you've done in the past, I'm telling you, there's faith and there's grace for you. There's grace for you in the sacrament. There's grace for you in the sacrament of penance. There's grace for you. There's grace for you. You are not the one that the Lord cannot fix. You are not the one that the Lord cannot heal. You are not the one that the Lord cannot bless. Let me tell you, God wants your life. Jesus wants your life. He wants to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. He wants to fill you with the grace of God. He wants your past to work for you rather than against you. Maria Vadia tells people, you know, I had an abortion. You know, I had an abortion before I became a Christian. She said, I used to go to church, but I wasn't a Christian. I was heading toward hell. And after she had the abortion, she had her tubes tied. Listen to this. But let me tell you, she conceived another child. And she, even as a pagan, realized this was God's child. As a pagan, because her tubes got tied, this is God's child. And she gave birth to a beautiful little girl. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ forgives. Jesus Christ forgives, and he doesn't recount our sins. Never, ever, ever does he recount our sins, because he is the Lord. He is the one that John proclaimed. He is the one that John shed his blood for. John the Baptist is like a sign, always pointing to Jesus. The church should be like John the Baptist, a sign, always pointing to Jesus, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people through the proclamation of the gospel. That is so important. The church should be like John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. The church is called to be prophetic in her ministry, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people, forgiving people's sins in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, we are called to be prophetic. And I'm telling you, if the church is not prophetic, then she is pathetic. If I am not prophetic, then I am pathetic. There's a difference between being prophetic and pathetic. Let me tell you, God called his church to be prophetic, to speak the word of God, to love people, to call people to repentance, to call people to the mercy of God, to call people to the cross, to call people to the empty tomb. Oh, yes, it's all about conversion. It's all about conversion. I hear the Lord telling me there's someone who was converted, someone who had an experience with Jesus, and then she had an abortion, and then he took her. The Lord wants to forgive you. The Lord wants to take it out of your life. The Lord wants to cover you with his blood. The Lord wants you to know that you did a stupid thing, but he doesn't call you stupid. He says, I'm going to use you, but you've got to get to confession. You've been saying, I should have known better. Of course you should have known better, but you know what? The devil bamboozled you, and now it's time to get rid of it. It's time to give up out the shame. It's time to give it out the torment. It's time, because God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Jesus is for you. And if Jesus is for you, who can be against you? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up as a sacrifice of all for all, will he not give us all things beside in Christ? Please, 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 please. It's time to get rid of the shame. It's time to get rid of the torment. It's time to get rid of the anguish through the blood of Jesus, through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. Deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Take it. Deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Deliverance in the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. Forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. Take it now, take it. Forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Good Shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. Behold him who gave his life for you on the cross. Behold him whom John the Baptist proclaimed in the Jordan River. Behold him that the Holy Spirit came upon him in the Jordan River, and John knew that he was the one that would wash away the sins of the world. Behold Jesus, proclaim Jesus, love Jesus, call out to Jesus in your anguish, in your agony, in your despair. Call out to Jesus in your sin, in your everything. Call out to Jesus. He is the Good Shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. Again, I'm going to say there are many people who have heard me year after year after year. Today, some of you snapped me on for the first time, and I'm not asking them to send anything. Because you know what? They snapped me on for the first time, and I don't want anything from them. I want something from the people who have heard me for years and years and years, people who have listened and been encouraged. I need to hear from people in Phoenix, Arizona. I need to hear from people in Washington, D.C. I need to hear from people in Boston. Yes, in Boston. This recording was done live. It will be playing tonight again at 6:30. Playing again tonight at 6:30. And I need to hear from people. I need to hear from people. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In season and out of season, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. To the person who snapped me on for the first time, I want to tell you, you are precious in the sight of God. You are precious in the sight of Jesus. He loves you. He gave his blood for you. Come back to him. It is time to come back to the Lord with all your heart. Come back to him. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Just tell him, take my life. I surrender my life unto you. I surrender my life unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize your children in the gift of the Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.